About comic relief. A note from J.K. Rowling. Comic Relief is one of Britain's most famous and successful charities. Begun in 1985, the organization has raised more than $250 million for such charities as the Red Cross, Oxfam, Sightsavers, the International HIV/AIDS Alliance, and Anti-Slavery International. The Harry Potter books represent a new opportunity in Comic Relief's quest to make a meaningful difference in people's lives. A special Harry's Books Fund has been created where proceeds from the sale of Quidditch Through the Ages and Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them will go to support children's causes throughout the world. Every book sold counts. 50 cents will send a child to school for a week and change his or her life forever. Log on to www.comicrelief.com/Harry's Books and see how the money from the purchase of these books is being used to help others. The Harry's Books Fund will support such efforts as the education of children, the fight against child slavery, and the reuniting of parents and children separated by war. The fund will also educate people about the AIDS-HIV epidemic and will support child victims of landmine explosions. What is so wonderful about Comic Relief is that its costs are sponsored. Therefore, it does not take money for its own administration from the money given by the public. This means that, in fact, because of accumulated interest, more than 100% of the money it raises, it passes on to charity projects. I have always had a sneaking desire to write Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them and Quidditch Through the Ages. So when Richard Curtis of Comic Relief wrote to me, I thought it was a wonderful opportunity to help a charity I have always supported. Everyone involved with bringing these books to fruition, the publishers, vendors, and retailers, has enabled the contribution of a substantial proportion of the cover price of these books to Comic Relief's Harry's Books Fund. Thank you for buying this book. J.K. Rowling.